Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Together on Mission podcast. My name is Travis. And if you're new with us, welcome to this season of the podcast where we are beginning a talk, beginning a conversation with Jesus in the morning that will then last throughout the day. And so if you are new with us, grab your Bible, a journal, a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever you drink in the morning, find a quiet place or go on a walk, because we certainly do not want to try to dictate what a quiet time or what spirituality looks like. Relationships are unique, and everyone's relationship with Jesus is unique. So, welcome, and in a moment, I'm going to read a passage out of the Gospel of Luke. We're going to be in Luke chapter 4, the Gospel according to Luke, so you can go there, because I read a passage out of one of the Gospels. And let me just say that the Gospels are my favorite portion of Scripture: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And there's a reason why. The whole entire Old Testament, Old Covenant, points to the Gospels, and the rest of the New Testament, or the New Covenant, flows from the Gospels. The Gospels, or Jesus, is the linchpin, the center, the focal point. And I could go on. I love Paul, but not near as much as Jesus. And I like Solomon and Zephaniah and Micah, but not near as much as Jesus. I would take Jesus over Moses every day of the week and twice on Sunday. So, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sometimes I tell people that life is too short to not talk about Jesus every day. So we read a passage from the Gospels, and I'm going to comment on it, set it in its historical context. We're going to roll around in it a little bit, and then we're going to be off and running, or off and walking, or off and resting, or off and working in a conversation with Jesus for the rest of the day. So the title of the podcast this morning is Inspiring. Inspiring. And I am dedicating this podcast to my son, Caleb, because if I was going to use one word to describe my son, Caleb, I would use the word inspiring. And I truly believe that my son, Caleb, bears the image of an inspiring God. And I have been privileged to watch Caleb live for the last 21 years. And whether he is doing sports or doing video games or doing school or doing friendship or doing leadership or doing whatever it is that he is doing, he is inspiring. And he's inspired me, and he inspires others. And his life is inspiring. And when people look on or look in or are around him, they are inspired to be or to do or to see or to whatever. And I truly believe that he bears the image of a God who is indeed inspiring. And so I am dedicating this podcast to my son, Caleb. And it's entitled Inspiring. And this is the question that I would want to ask us as we begin to journey together this morning. And that is, would you use the word inspiring as a word to describe Jesus? Is that one of the first or second or third words that you would use to describe Jesus? And for most of us, the answer is probably not. I would use a number of other words, but I'm not so sure inspiring would come to mind. And that is unfortunate, because the Gospels, and specifically the Gospel writers, would be happy to use that word. So before I read our passage, let me just say this. The disciples did not follow Jesus because they were afraid that if they did not, something bad would happen to them in the afterlife. They followed Jesus because they believed him to be inspiring. So let's take a look at Luke chapter 4. And this is the story where Jesus, probably for the first time, casts a demon out of someone. It's in the synagogue. The demon screams out. Jesus takes authority over the demon, tells the demon to be quiet and leave this man. The man is released, set free. And then Luke says this in verse 36, chapter 4, verse 36. All of the people were amazed. Now, another translation of the word amazed would be in awe. All of the people were in awe. But, and here we go, another translation for amazed would be inspired. All of the people were amazed, inspired, in awe, and said to each other, what words these are. In other words, wow. With authority and with power, he gives orders to impure spirits, and they come out. And then news about Jesus. What kind of news? Well, news of what he was doing, news about his authority, news about how inspiring he is, news about how in awe they are about him, news about him spread throughout the surrounding areas. Now, I could go to so many passages in Luke, Matthew, Mark, where things like this are being said. At the end of a story, at the end of a teaching, wow, the way Jesus is teaching, you know, it's amazing. They were in awe about his teaching. Or when he would do something, they would say, what kind of man is this? Wow. This is a feature in every one of the Gospels, and we don't often notice it because in this passage, we rightly say, well, this is a story of Jesus casting out a demon. That's the point, and that is the point. But there's also another point, and the other point is that people were inspired by Jesus. You see, the Gospels are not just simply telling the story about what Jesus did or the story about what Jesus taught. They're telling the story about the man, Jesus. They're telling the story about the man, Jesus, that did these things and taught these things, but this man was absolutely, and is absolutely, but was absolutely inspiring. And that is at the heart of it all. So it doesn't matter whether Jesus is being confronted by the Pharisees and the Herodians and the Sadducees. Most rabbis would crumble under that pressure, but Jesus stood and spoke and stood on behalf of others, whether it's John chapter 8 and Jesus speaks on behalf of the woman and says, whoever's without sin, throw the first stone. I mean, we could go story after story after story. The disciples were inspired because Jesus is inspiring. He wasn't pushed. He wasn't pulled. He had vision. He had compassion. He was able to say, I will do this. I am this. But also, how are you? Right? He was able to bend when he knew to bend, and he was able to not bend when he knew he was not to bend. And see, we've been taught, you have to believe. You have to have faith. You need to worship. But it's interesting because Jesus doesn't say you need to have faith or worship me. That's not how Jesus of Nazareth talked. Rather, he says, follow me. Jesus doesn't go around saying, you need to have faith in me. You need to worship me. Now, he does on occasion say, your faith has saved you. And he does at one point say, the true worshipers will worship in spirit and in truth. But he doesn't go around saying, have faith in me, worship me. He goes around saying, and this is so important, he goes around saying, follow me. Follow me. And it's very interesting because when we have said to people, have faith in Jesus, worship Jesus, sometimes they say, well, I don't want to worship or I don't have faith. And then we try to argue them into faith or worship with apologetics. Now, apologetics have their place, but Jesus didn't use apologetics. His life, if you will, was the apologetic. He didn't say, worship me, have faith in me. He said, follow me. Seek, put my words into practice. And here is the point. Jesus knew that people would discover as they followed, that he is so inspiring and so irresistible that then they would want to worship, they would want to put their faith, they would find themselves believing because he knew how irresistible, how inspiring his Father was, and he knew how inspiring he was. So we have to re-see and re-hear and reimagine Jesus Because maybe we've missed, maybe we've read his teaching, maybe we've read his stories, but maybe we've missed the man, the life, the inspiring Jesus of Nazareth. And so here's I'm so excited to say this, at the heart of Christianity is an inspiring person. Bottom line, at the heart of Christianity is an absolutely inspiring person. And so when we look at Abraham Lincoln's life or Rosa Parks' decision or Martin Luther King Jr. or Gandhi or Mother Teresa, we can go on and on, whatever your heroes are, when we look at those lives, we must realize that the inspiration that we see and that we get from them is actually a reflection of God. They are a stem of God's victorious stock. And Jesus was the embodiment of inspiration. I mean, he just was, and he is, and that's why the Gospels were written, because Jesus was indeed the embodiment of inspiration. And God is inspiring, and we bear his image. And again, I'm dedicating this podcast to my son Caleb, because I watch him live, and I just see that he bears the image of an inspiring God. And the reality is we all do. Jesus revealed that image, and he's calling that image out in us. Jesus is inspiring, and at the heart of Christianity is an inspiring person calling us to follow him. Have a little bit of conversation with Jesus. Maybe read this story or another story and meditate. Let God show us how inspiring he is. And then pray and say whatever comes to your heart and journal a little bit and begin a conversation with Jesus that lasts throughout the day. And then when you're falling off to sleep tonight, say amen, because you've spent the day enjoying the inspiring Jesus of Nazareth. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.